Mornings with Sarah McDonald. ABC Radio Sydney.
I want to talk about flats now. If you live in a flat or if you own a flat, when was the last time your strata levy went up and by how much? Latest data coming out is showing that the continuing rise of strata levies is starting to hit owners really hard, seeing the rise in bankruptcies. And if you look around in Sydney, it'd be pretty commonplace for any unit owner to fork out more than $10,000 a year for a strata levy. This doesn't include these sort of special one-off repair costs like storm or hail damage. Have you had difficulty managing your strata fees? 1300 222 702 is the number. Karen Stiles is the Executive Director of the Owners Corporation Network, representing strata owners, and with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. What are you hearing from your members?
There's a lot of struggling out there, Sarah, for one reason or another. Levies are just part of that conversation, and insurance premiums, availability and affordability are very much up there on the levies scale.
What kind of average? Do we have an average of what a strata levy is?
No, we have such a mix of buildings, Sarah, you know, from duplexes through to 500 lot buildings. But, you know, $2,000 or $2,500 a quarter is not unusual, for particularly for Sydney, which is a fair amount of money.
Yes, that's right. And then you hear of these new developments that are massively high strata fees.
Well, yes, because they've got all the bells and whistles, they've got their multiple pools, their gyms, whatever they have. And people really see the lifestyle but don't see the dollar signs, unfortunately. And they're ongoing dollar signs. And the other problem is that in very new buildings, the developers will often deliberately pitch the levies quite low, because in the first year of a building's life, everything's under warranty, so there's no service contracts. And then owners get a huge shock at the second annual general meeting when levies might have to go up 70%, 100%.
Oh my gosh, yes. And so they've been sort of lured in. And we also have these buildings that have been built that a year or two on have issues. And so the strata owners have to front up and pay for work that might need to be done.
They can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting expert reports into the various issues. Of course, you know, fire, safety and waterproofing being the most common and the most expensive to fix. So just getting the reports into these things and then having to fight with many of the developers who refuse to accept responsibility for these things is an enormous impost on people who just bought the Australian dream and wanted to settle in, put their feet up and watch telly, you know, or sip a latte downstairs at the cafe.
Then they can't afford the latte and the electricity. Yes, there's information coming out this morning that in New South Wales, 18% of bankruptcy filings as a total percentage of bankruptcies are due to strata levies. And you are hearing right now on the radio Karen Stiles, Executive Director of the Owners Corporation Network. So what, if anything, can governments do to assist this situation?
Well, Sarah, there's much to unpack in this story before we rush in with knee-jerk responses. The high-level federal data tells us little about what's actually happening. What OCN wants is proper arm's-length research and consideration, you know, perhaps a parliamentary or financial services inquiry, you know, and I'm curious as to why the New South Wales and ACT figure is so much higher than the other jurisdictions. You know, these things need to be unpacked.
Mm. And is it true that absentee owners, overseas-based investors, don't pay strata levies?
It's very problematic if they don't. And
well, who pays it if they don't?
Well, and this is the problem, and it's the problem that Chris Duggan alluded to in the ABC article. You know, it's out of jurisdiction. So owners' corporations have very little ability to recoup these unpaid levies. And then the impost is on every other owner who may already be struggling as it is.
And so they have to front up and cover the absentee owner who might be overseas who doesn't pay the strata levy. They have to cover for them.
Well, there's a budget set to maintain the building, and if the levies aren't coming in to cover that budget, then what do you not do? Or do you then have to strike a special levy on the people who are doing the right thing?
Yeah.
So there is a 10% interest rate, and it's a discipline to prevent opportunistic delays, investors managing their risks through increased mortgage rates, or, you know, overseas investors just choosing not to pay. But that interest rate doesn't have to be levied if there's genuine hardship.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Sarah.
I'm going to take a call in a moment as well, but that's Karen Stiles, Executive Director of the Owners Corporation Network.
This is Sarah McDonald on ABC Radio Sydney.